Any day, the Corot may find evidence of the first Earth-like planet in space, which will be a turning point in the history of astronomy. In the future, people may have an existential shock, gazing at the night sky and realizing that there are planets out there that could harbor intelligent life. When we look into the heavens in the future, we might find ourselves wondering if anyone is looking back. The Kepler satellite is tentatively scheduled for launch in late 2008 by NASA. It is so sensitive that it may be able to detect up to hundreds of Earth-like planets in outer space. It will measure the brightness of 100,000 stars to detect the motion of any planet as it crosses the face of the star. During the 4 years it will be in operation, Kepler will analyze and monitor thousands of distant stars, up to 1,950 light-years from Earth. In its first year in orbit, scientists expect the satellite to find roughly 50 planets about the same size as Earth, 185 planets about 30% larger than the Earth, and 640 planets about 2.2 times the size of the Earth. The terrestrial planet finder may have an even better chance of finding Earth-like planets. After several delays, it is tentatively scheduled for launch in 2014. It will analyze as many as 100 stars up to 45 light-years away with great accuracy. It will be equipped with two separate devices to search for distant planets. The first is a coronagraph, a special telescope that blocks out the sunlight from the mother star, reducing its light by a factor of a billion. The telescope will be 3 to 4 times bigger than the Hubble Space Telescope and 10 times more precise. The second device on the finder is an interferometer, which uses the interference of light waves to cancel the light from the mother star by a factor of a million. Meanwhile, the European Space Agency is planning to launch its own planet finder, the Darwin, to be sent into orbit in 2015 or later. It is planned to consist of 3 space telescopes, each about 3 meters in diameter, flying in formation, acting as one large interferometer. Its mission, too, will be to identify Earth-like planets in space. Identifying hundreds of Earth-like planets in outer space will help to refocus the SETI effort. Instead of randomly scanning nearby stars, astronomers will be able to pinpoint their efforts on a small collection of stars that may harbor a twin of the Earth.